So today is a special day, a parents' day of Lalita Devi. So we read from Chaitanya Charitamrita with Prabhupada purport. Then in end of the class we will chant Lalita Ashtakam. Okay, Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Soyam Bhupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sopadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnam Bhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitanscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desa Tarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesah Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Adhyay Chapter 8 Talks between the Lord and Ramananda Rai So the text is written on the board. This is text 200. 205. सखी बिना यही लीलायो अन्यर नही गति, सखी भावे जे तारे करे अनुगति, राधा कृष्ण कुंज सेवा साध्य से ही पाए, से ही साध्य पाई ते आर नाही क उपाय, सखी बिना यही लीलायो अन्यर नाही गति, सखी भावे जे तारे करे अनुगति, राधा कृष्ण कुंज सेवा साध्य से ही पाए, से ही साध्य पाई ते आर नाही क उपाय, सखी बिना यही लीलाय अन्यर नाही गति, सखी भावे जे तारे करे अनुगति, राधा कृष्ण कुंज सेवा साध्य से ही पाए, से ही साध्य पाई ते आर नाही क उपाय, वर्ड मीनिंग सखी बिना विदाउट दी गोपीस यही लीलाय इन दिस पास्ट टाइम्स अन्यर ऑफ अदर्स नाही देयर इज नॉट गति एंट्रांस सखी भावे इन द मूड ऑफ द गोपीस ये एनी वन हु तारे लॉर्ड कृष्ण करे डज अनुगति फॉलोइंग राधा कृष्ण ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्ण कुंज सेवा ऑफ सर्विस इन द कुंजस और गार्डन्स ऑफ वृंदावन साध्य द गोल से ही पाए ही गेट्स से ही देट साध्य अचीवमेंट्स पाईते टू रिसीव आर अदर नाही क देयर इज नॉट उपाय मीन्स Translation and purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charan Aravind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Translation Without the help of the gopis one cannot enter into these pastimes only one who worships the Lord in the ecstasy of the gopis following in their footsteps can engage in the service of Sri Radha Krishna in the bushes of Vrindavan. Only then can one can understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. There is no other procedure for understanding. Purport. The means for returning home, for going back to Godhead, is devotional service. But everyone has a different taste in the Lord's service. One may be inclined to serve the Lord in servitude, dasya rasa, fraternity sakya rasa or parental love vatsalya rasa, but none of these can enable one to enter into the service of Lord in conjugal love. To attain such service, one has to follow the footsteps of the gopis in the ecstasy of Sakhi Bhava. Then only can one understand the transcendental mellow of conjugal love. In the Ujjala Leelamali, Srila Rupa Goswami advises, प्रेम लीला विहाराणाम सम्यक विस्तारिका सखी विश्रम्भ रत्न पेति च One who expounds the conjugal love of Krishna and his enjoyment among the gopis is called a sakhi. Such a person is a confidential gopi in the conjugal affairs. Such assistants are like jewels in the form of Krishna's confidence. The actual business of the sakhis is described thus in Ujjala Nilamani. Mitha prema guna gunat gunat kirtis toyor asakti karita abhisara doyor eva sakhya krishnam samarpanam narma narma swasana nepethyam hrudayodghata patavam chidra samvritir etasyah patiyadye parivanchanam sikhya sangamanam kale sevanam vyajanadibhi toyor doyar upalambha sandesa prasanam tatha naika prana samrakhya praya prayatnadyah sakhi kriya. In the conjugal pastimes of Krishna, Krishna is the hero, Nayaka, and Radhika is the heroine, Naika. The first business of the gopis is to chant the glories of both the hero and heroine. Their second business is to gradually create a situation in which the hero may be attracted to the heroine and vice versa. Their third business is to induce both of them to approach each other. Their fourth business is to surrender into Krishna. Fifth is to create a jovial atmosphere. The sixth to give them assurance to enjoy their pastimes. The seventh to dress and decorate both hero and heroine. The eighth to show expertise in expressing their desires. The ninth to conceal the faults of the heroine. The tenth to cheat their respective husbands and relatives. The 11th to educate. The 12th to enable both the hero and heroine to meet at the proper time. The 13th to fan the hero and heroine. The 14th to sometimes reapproach the hero and heroine. The 15th to set conversations in motion. And the 16th to protect the heroine by various means. Some materialistic sahajiyas who cannot actually understand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna manufacture their own lifestyle without referring to authority. Such sahajiyas are called sakhi bheki, and sometimes they are called gauranagari. They believe that the material body, which is fit to be eaten by jackals and dogs, is enjoyable for Krishna. Consequently, they artificially decorate the material body to attract Krishna, thinking themselves sakhis. But Krishna is never attracted by the artificial grooming of the material body. As far as Srimati Radharani and her gopis are concerned, their bodies, home, dresses, ornaments, endeavors, and activities are all spiritual. All of these are meant to satisfy the spiritual senses of Krishna. Indeed, they are so pleasing and endearing to Krishna that he is subjugated by the influence of Srimati Radharani and her friends. They have nothing to do with anything mundane within the 14th planetary systems of this universe. Although Krishna is attractive to everyone, he is nonetheless attracted by the gopis and Srimati Radharani. One should not be misled by mental concoctions, supposing his material body to be perfect and deeming oneself as a sakhi. This is something like ahangra upasana, that is a Mayavadi's worship of his own body as the supreme. Srila Jiva Goswami has cautioned the mundaners to abstain from such conceptions. He also warns that thinking oneself one of the associates of Supreme without following the footsteps of the gopis is as offensive as thinking oneself the Supreme. Such thinking is an aparad. One has to practice living in Vrindavan by hearing about the talks of gopis with Krishna. However, वन शुड नॉट कंसिडर हिमसेल्फ एज ए गोपी फॉर दिस इज ऑफेंसिव. हरे कृष्ण. आराध्य भगवान ब्रजेश तनय तद्धाम वृंदावनम रम्या काचिदुपासना ब्रजवधू वर्गेण जाकल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम प्रमाणममलम प्रेम पुमार्थ महान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुर्मतमिदं तत्रोदरनापरः. सो टुडे इज ललिता देवी जे पेरेंट्स डे एंड एज हियर श्रील प्रभुपाद मेंशन दैट इन इज वेरी नाइस पार्पोर्ट हियर. We could understand, sometimes people says that Prabhupada just gave ABCD, and we have to learn something from outside. You see this purport, how Prabhupada gave such intimate relations about Krishna and gopis and detail. So there is Radha Krishna's pastimes. In Radha Krishna's pastime, there is the role of Sakhis as Nirujala Nalamani. Is a Rupa Goswami is mentioning in Radha Prakarana. Tastu Vrindavana Sarjya Sakhya Pancha Vidhamata Sakhyascha Nitya Sakhyascha Prana Sakhyascha Kasyana Priya Sakhyascha Parama Prastha Sakhyascha Visvitaha. There are five types of Sakhis of Radharani helping Radha Krishna pastimes. They are Sakhis, they are Nitya Sakhis, Prana Sakhis, Priya Sakhis and Parama Prastha Sakhis. So they are the eight Sakhis of Radharani that we are seeing in Mayapuram Radha Mohit Radha Madhav. They are Parama Prastha Sakhis, the topmost dearest Sakhi for Radharani. As we see in Shyama Sundar site, who is standing? Lalita and Radharani site, Visakha. Lalita, Visakha. Then Chitra, Champakalata and Tungavidya, they are inside of Lalita. And other side, Indulekha, Rangadevi and Sudevi in Visakha's side. There are eight Sakhis, but Lalita Sakhi is the leader of all Sakhis. She is in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, she appeared as Swarupa Damodar Goswami. And our whole Gaudiya Parampara is with that line. Swarupa Damodara Goswami, then Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, then in that line, our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So, Lalita Sakhi, she is a leader of all groups, all the Sakhi, not only Sakhis, the Dutis, those are messengers, and all the Banadevis, those who are taking care of the gardens of Vrindavan. तथापि परम पृष्ठ सख्य श्रेष्ठोदयदिता सर्वत्र ललिता देवी परम आराध्यक्षतां गता. सी इज ऑलवेज वर्शिपेबल बाय ऑल द सखीस, ऑल द दूतीस, मेसेंजर्स, ऑल द वनदेवीस. सी इज द टॉपमोस्ट लीडर ऑफ ऑल ऑल द सखीस दैट इज असिस्टिंग राधा कृष्णस पास्ट टाइम्स. सो हर इटर्नल एज इज मेंशन इन राधा कृष्ण गणदेश दीपिका बाय Rupa Goswami. She is always remain in 14 years, 8 months and 27 days. That is her eternal age. And she is very expert in playing Veena. And her particular seva is to offer Tambula, betel nut to Krishna. So, in this जय श्री श्री गौर नेताय कृष्ण बलराम राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय. सो ललिता देवी इज ऑल्सो नोन, वन ऑफ हर नेम इज अनुराधा. व्हाट इज हर नेम? अनुराधा तया ख्याता. शी इज नोन एज अनुराधा. प्रैक्टिकली इन ऑल क्वालिटीज एंड इन ब्यूटी शी इज ऑलमोस्ट इक्वल टू राधा रानी. So that's why sometimes she is known as Anuradha. Just Uparadha, and they're just like Radha. So that's why Rupa Goswami is telling Tatradya Lalita Devi Syat Astasu Bariyasi. Among eight sakhis, she is the topmost. But we cannot understand how Rupa Goswami is telling Priya Sakhya Bhavet Jyastha Sapta Bing Sati Vasarai. Rupa Goswami is 27 days older than Radharani. How we cannot understand? Because today is Lalita Devi's appearance after 2 days, just 1 day, then Radhashtami, Radharani's appearance. But Rupa Goswami is mentioning that Sapta Bing Sati Vasari, Bhavet Jyastha, she is older than Radharani about 27 days. This is, we cannot understand. So anyhow, she is, generally there is gopis in different different wings, left wing and right wing gopis. Like the leader of the left wing gopis is Radharani and right wing gopis is Chandravali. And Chandravali, what is the difference? The right wing gopis, when they feel something bad about Krishna or some disturbance due to Krishna's behavior, they keep their anger within and outwardly they speak very nice words, very sweet words. But left wing gopis like Radharani, they inwardly they feel very a love for Krishna, they have good relation with Krishna, within they love Krishna, but outwardly they express sometimes some words that is just like to rebuking Krishna. So they called the left wing gopis. So among these left-wing gopis, Radharani is the leader, but among the groups of Radharani, the Sakhis, Lalita Sakhi is the topmost gopi. Even Radha Krishna, both they were fearful for Lalita. Without Lalita's permission, they cannot meet each other. Even Radha Krishna, they themselves, they always fearful for Lalita Devi. Anuradha Bama Prakharata Gata, among the left wing gopis, she is extremist. Who? Lalita. So her bodily color is called is a Gorachana Nibhangi, Gorochana. This is not like Radharani's color, that is Radharani is Taptakanchana Gaurangi. She is like molten gold, her color. But Lalita Sakhi is little reddish color, just like Gorochana. I don't know what is the exact meaning of Gorochana. Just he is very brilliant. Her color is very very bright color. But not like Radharani's bodily color, not Taptakanchana Gaurangi. Little different. So Sikhi Pucha Nibhambara, when she is, Lalita always liked to wear a cloth, a sadhi. Sadhi, that is like a peacock feather. When that peacock dance, a dancing peacock. His feathers are just spread everywhere. This looks very beautiful. So in that color, that is peacock feather color, that is this, that is the cloth that Lalita Sakhi likes to wear. That is her favorable cloth. Our mother's name was Sarada, Matari Saradya, and her father's name was Bisoka, Bisoka Gopa, Bisoka. Her husband was Bhairava. She married in village Jabat. All Sakhis they get married in Jabat. Bhairava, and Bhairava was the friend of Govardhana, the husband of Chandravali. So in this way, Rupa Goswami gave some detail in Radha Krishna Ganadesa Deepika about Lalita Sakhi, and she is a very expert in in glorifying Radharani's quality to Krishna, and in this way influencing Krishna and making Radha and Krishna together. But when Radha Krishna become together, then she just disappear from the scene. In this way, she is in our Bhauma Lila, in this particular just previous Dwapara, she appeared in a village known as Uchagaon. This Uchagaon, this actually this place is known as Otora Parvata. Parvata means mountain. This is like small mountain. Lalita, this harb, Lalita is just like the top, the Uchcha. Uchcha means very high. Among all Sakhis, is highest. Similarly, her village also known as Uchagaon. Very high, in a high place. This is known as Otora Parvata, Uchagaon. In that village, Lalita Sakhi appeared as the daughter of Sarada and Vishoka, Sarada Gopi and Vishoka Gopa. And so from just Lalita Sakhi, we see Radharani's birthplace is Barsana, just about 1 mile west from Barsana is Uchagaon, the birthplace of Lalita Sakhi. And all other Sakhis also were surrounding Barsana, their birthplaces. So in that places that is in Brihad Gautamiya Tantra is mentioned that in that village there is very nice tota means there is so many trees together then so grama madhya tota tasti lalita astu khelanam. Lalita Sakhi was from childhood times he was playing under this so many trees. So she was playing with his sakhibhi saha, with his sakhis. And in this way, this Uchagaon is very famous for Lalita Sakhis, different childhood pastimes. She was not alone playing, all other sakhis also getting together. Sometimes Radharani also come there. In that village, it mentioned the different other places. Sakhigiri Parvata Asti, Tatparswe Skhalini Shila Mandiram, Tatraiva Lalita Vibaha Sthalam, Tat Parvatasya Dakhina Parswe Tribeni Tirtha, Tanmadhi Rasa Mandalam, Tatparswe Sakhi Kupang, Tat Uttaraparswe Shila Prustastha Jugala Baladeva Murti. The Baladeva Murti, Hingsa Prukhyadastha. Sakhigiri, just this is Otora Parvata, this is Uchagaon, from little difference, there is another very famous hill that is known as Sakhigiri. Because these all Sakhis, including Lalita, Visakha, Radharani and all others, they together, they used to play in that small mountain. And in that mountain, it is Skhalini Shila. The gopis there used to, sliding just like the pine, you see the schools, these small school children, they play sliding. So there is slide, the natural sliding Shila is in that mountain. There is Kalini Shila Mandiram. And then in one side there is Lalita Vibahasthala. When Lalita was in 7 years old and Krishna was also like 8 years. So one time all the Sakhis and Krishna also came there. Krishna was sitting. And just beside Krishna, who is sitting? Lalita Sakhi was sitting, beside Krishna. So there are some Sakhis that they are discussing about Krishna, glorifying Krishna, and Lalita and also speaking very, Lalita and Krishna, they are speaking very, they are arguing something inside of Radharani. Lalita just finding some faults with Krishna. So they are so engaged in talking very quickly. They are talking both Krishna and Lalita. They have forgotten their external consciousness. They are talking so intimately. So Radharani just insisted other Sakhis. They took the Krishna's Uttari and also Lalita Sakhis. Then they make it tight, make a knot. So they did not know. Then suddenly some Sakhis, Rangadevi started chanting some Vibaha mantra. This is just like Jatha Lalita Asya Tatha Krishna. Just like Jatha Krishna Asya Tatha Lalita. Like there is the chant. Some Sakhis just throwing flower on them. And some started dancing, playing music and dancing. Lalita said, what happened now? She just woke up and tried to run away from that spot. But she could not because there she was tightened with Krishna in cloth. So that is called Lalita Vibhaha Sthala in that village. And Parvatasya Dakshina Parsya Tribeni Tirtha, there is also one Tribeni Tirtha is where? Allahabad, this Ganga Jamuna Saraswati Sangam. One time these gopis, they have a desire to go to have a bath in Tribeni Sangam, Allahabad. But Lord Sri Krishna, he created a pond there. And the Sakhis could see that the Tribeni, all the Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, they appeared in that pond. So they forget to go to Tribeni Tirtha, then took bath there and they consider themselves purified. So even now also, the gopis, they go and take bath in that place. They, by taking that bath in that place, Tribeni Tirtha, they consider we are taking bath in Ganga Jamuna Saraswati's confluence. So there is also Rasa Mandala. There is a Krishna and gopis, they used to dance there. There also Sakhi Kupa. Sakhi. One time all the Sakhis, they are waiting for Krishna. Krishna is making so late. So all the Sakhis, they together, they started digging. They feel very thirsty. So they make a well. They drink water from that well. So this is known as a Sakhi Kupa. That is also in the Lalita Sakhis village, Uchagaon. Then there is also another place is very famous because there is Baladev. There is one Singha Prakhya. A special type of trees is there. Looks like a very nice kunja. And inside there is Baladev, Balaram, the elder brother of Krishna. He is a very big statue of Balaram is there. Balaram is in his Vigraha form. He is staying there. In this way, there is also Deha Kunda, kunda also called Deha Kunda. There is a there is Radha and Krishna, the gopis, they are used to take bath in that. There is one, we go to the Lalita's birthplace, this the Uchagaon, and in the back of this mountain, there is one pond, you will find one pond. And there also Radha, Krishna and gopis, they used to take bath. One time when the gopis and Radha, Krishna, they are all taking bath, after finishing bath, they come to the shore and to the, then one Brahmana appeared one time. He was very poor. He has need of some money because the Brahmana is his daughter. She has to give marriage, the daughter. So he just started crying, touching the feet of Krishna. They're telling, "Oh Lord, please help me. I need some wealth. I need some money. Please give me some wealth. So I can make marriage of my daughter." So Lalita, so Krishna was jokingly told, "Okay, I have, what is my wealth? My all wealth is this Radha. Radha is my all, the topmost wealth that belongs to me is Radha." Told, "Okay, I am giving this Radha to you. Take." So the Brahman started again crying. "I have already one daughter, I am not able to give her in marriage, and you giving me another another daughter. I don't need this. I need some gold." Oh, Krishna told, "Okay, you need some gold." Then just put, they bring Krishna bring a what? The scale, measuring scale, and one side Radharani is seated, and other side Krishna pulled some gold. So that pastimes also happened there. So Krishna gave the gold to Brahmana, then Brahmana become very happy. In this way, there's so many pastimes in that village, Uchagaon, that is the village of Lalita Devi. Lalita Devi is very expert in flower dress. That's why in special festivals we make flower dress of Krishna. So in Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika, I mentioned that Lalita Sakhi is the expert in making flower dress. All the to decorating Radha Krishna in flower. Puspanang, mandalang, chatrang, sayana, upadhana, she is expert in making in flower, umbrella, their crowns, and different ornaments decorated in their bodies, Radha Krishna's body. She also expert in knowing Indrajala. Indrajala means some magic. She also very expert in sewing some magic. Indrajala cha prahalya, speaking very sweetly and intelligently. Among all gopis, she is the most intelligent. Who? Lalita Sakhi. So in this way, we could see how Lalita Sakhi is glorified. And Prabhupada gave us warning today. This verse we are reading, that Prabhupada told that we should not think ourselves as Sakhi. Some Sahajiyas, they think that they become Sakhi. So this is not, this is Sahajiya principle. Prabhupada is very strongly speaking that they believe that the material body, which is fit to be eaten by the jackals and dogs, is enjoyable for Krishna. Consequently, they artificially decorate the material body to attract Krishna, thinking themselves Sakhis. But Krishna is never attracted by the artificial glooming of the material body. As far as Srimati Radharani and her gopis are concerned, their bodies, homes, dresses, ornaments, endeavors and activities are all spiritual. All of these are meant to satisfy spiritual senses of Krishna. So one should not think that sometimes we decorate someone in the woman body and she start decorating her body and thinking, I am a gopi, Krishna will enjoy me. This is not fact. So the body of Krishna, the gopis, that is spiritual. They have nothing to do with material things. So that's why Prabhupada is writing that we should not think, someone, a sadhaka, should not think that I am now become a gopi. Should not imagine himself I am in that way. So one should not be misled by mental concoction, supposing his material body to be perfect and deeming oneself a sakhi. This is something like ahangra upasana. So this is not recommended. Jiva Goswami and other acharya, they also told, they gave a warning that that thinking oneself one of the associates of Supreme without following the footsteps of the gopis is as offensive as thinking oneself as the Supreme Lord. Such thinking is an aparadh. One has to practice living in Vrindavan by hearing about the Radha and Krishna's pastimes, talks of gopis with Krishna. However, one should not consider himself as a gopi. One should not think that I will become Lalita Sakhi or Visakha Sakhi. By practicing, doing my sadhana, one day I may become a manjari, like Rupa Manjari. This is not possible. We should know that the gopis like Lalita or Visakha, they are not in Jiva Tattva, Radharani. They are Swarupa Shakti of Krishna. Krishna himself expanded in that way. So a jiva cannot become a sakhi. So simply follow the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he told, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasanu 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 Das. In this way, we can follow their footsteps. But we should not think ourselves to become, we become a sakhi or all these things. So in this way, we can today glorify Lalita Sakhi. She is the principal assistant in Radha Krishna's pastimes. Also in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, she appeared as Swarupa Damodara Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Ramanandara Krishna Katha Swarupera Gaan Viraha Vedanate Prabhura Rakhaye Paran. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just feeling so much separation, taking the mood of, accepting the mood of Radharani, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu so much was feeling separation from Krishna, so that time Swarupa Damodara Goswami was none other than Lalita Sakhi. She was, Swarupa Damodara Goswami was just singing so nicely, different songs from the Gita Govinda, from Krishna Karnamrita, from Srimad Bhagavatam, from other literatures, Chandidas, Vidyapati's writings. So in this way, both in Chaitanya Lila and in Radha Krishna Lila, we could see Lalita Sakhi is the most intimate and most for to Radha Krishna, to Gauranga. So she is topmost Sakhi among all Sakhis. So we may chant her Ashtakam, that is also composed by Rupa Goswami, Lalita Ashtakam. So then we can also discuss this, some slokas. Can you give her name? Lalita Ashtakam, composed by Rupa Goswami. Yeah, the seeds can distribute. Okay. Okay. Got this seat?
Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Gharma Bindu Nirmachana Upakarani Krita Dehalakyam Radha Mukunda Pada Sambhava Dharma Bindu Nirmachana Upakarani Krita Dehalakya Uttanga Sahuda Vishesa Vasat Pragalabha Devingunai Sulalitam Lalitang namami Utanga swahruda visesa basat Pragalabhan Devingunai sulalitang Devigunai sulalitang Lalitang namami Rata Sudha Kirana Mandala Kanti Dandi Vatra Sriyam Chakita Charu Chamaru Netra Radha Prasadhana Vidhana Kalam Prasiddha Devingu Nai Sulalita Lalita Namami Radha Sudha Kirana Mandala Kanti Dandi Vatra Sriyam Chakita Charu Chamaru Netra Radha Prasadhana Vidhana Kala Prasiddha Devingunai Devingunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami Devingunai शल सद्भुजग सत्र चित्र वटांशु का भरण कुंचुलिका चिता गोरचना रुचि विगर्हण गौरी मानन देवींगुणै सुललितां ललितां नमामि देवींगुणै सुललितां ललितां लास्य लोषद्भुजग शत्रुपतत्र चित्र पटांशुकाभरण कुचुलिका चितानि गोरचना रुचि विगर्हण गौरी मानन धूर्ते ब्रजेन्द्र तनये तनु सुष्ठु वाम्यं मा दक्षिणा भव कलंकी लाघवाय राधे गिरं सुनोहितामिति शिक्षयन्ति देवीं गुणै सुललितां ललितां नमामि धूर्ते ब्रजेन्द्र तनये तनु सुष्ठु दाम्यं मा दक्षिणा भव कलंकी लाघवाय राधे गिरं सुनो हितमिति शिक्षयन्ति देवीं गुणै राधामपि व्रजपते प्रीतम् आत्मजेन कुटङ्मनागपि विलोक्य विलोहिताखिम् वाग्भङ्गिभिस्तर्मचिरेण विलजयन्ति देवी गुणै सुललितां ललितां नमामि देवीं गुणै सुललितां ललितां नमामि कुटङ्मनागपि विलोक्य विलोहिताखिम् वाग्भङ्गिभिस्तमचिरेण विलजयन्तीं देवीं गुणै सुललितां ललितां नमामि वात्सल्यवृन्द वसति पशुपाल राज्ञा सख्यानुशिक्षण कलासु गुरुं सखीना राधा बलावर जीवित निर्विशेषा देवीं गुणै सुललितां ललितां नमामि राज्ञा सख्यानुशिक्षण कलासु गुरुं सखीना राधा बलावर जीवित निर्विशेषा देवीं गुणै यां कामपि व्रजकुले वृषभानु जाया प्रेक्ष्य सोपक्ष्य पदवीं अनुरुध्य मानाम् सद्यस्तदिष्ट घटनेन कृतार्थ जन्त्रिं देवीं गुणैः सुललितं ललितां नमामि यां कामपि व्रजकुले वृषभानु जाया प्रेक्ष्य स्वपक्ष पदवीं अनुरुध्य मानाम् सद्यस्तदिष्ट घटनेन कृतार्थ जन्त्रिं देवीं गुणैः राधा ब्रजेन्द्र सुत संगम रंगचर्या वर्जां विनिश्चित बलिवत् लोक्लौत्सभेभ्यो तां गोकुल प्रिय सखी निकुम्भ मोख्या देवीं गुणैः सुललितां ललितां नमामि राधा ब्रजेन्द्र सुत संगम रंगचर्या वर्ज्यां विनिश्चितवती अखिल उत्सवेभ्य तां गोकुल प्रिय सखी निकुम्भ मोख्या देवीं गुणैः सुललितां नन्दन्त मुनि ललिता गुणा ललितानि पद्यानि जपठति निर्मलदृष्टिरष्टो प्रीत्या विकर्षति जनं निज वृन्दमध्ये तं कीर्तिदापति गुरौज्ज्वल कल्पवल्ली नन्दन्त मुनि ललिता गुणम् ललितानि पद्यानि जपठति निर्मलदृष्टिरष्टो प्रीत्या विकर्षति जनं निज वृन्दमध्ये तं कीर्तिदापति गुरौज्ज्वल देवीं गुणैः सुललितां ललितां नमामि देवीं गुणैः सुललितां ललितां देवीं गुणैः सुललितां ललितां नमामि देवीं गुणैः हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
So translation to the Lalita Ashtakam. I offer pranam unto the Sri Lalita Devi who engages in weeping away the glittering drop of perspiration from the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Madhava, who is perpetually immersed in the most elevated, intimate mellows of divine love, and who is charming repository of qualities such as beauty, sweetness, and gravity. I offer my obeisances unto Sri Lalita Devi, whose beautiful face marks the brilliance of full moon, whose eyes are ever restless like those of a startled doe, who is famous for her extraordinary expertise in the art of dressing Srimati Radhika, and who is the repository of unlimited feminine qualities. I offer my obeisances unto Sri Lalita Devi, whose limbs are adorned with a blouse as brilliantly colored as the multicolored tail feather of an ecstatically dancing peacock, whose hair partition is decorated with shimmering red vermilion, who wears various necklaces and other jeweled ornaments, and whose upper body is beautifully adorned with an immensely attractive bodice. Her golden complexion defeats that of heaven Gorachana, a bright yellow pigment employed in painting or dyeing and in tilak, and she possesses innumerable good qualities. I offer my obeisances unto Sri Lalita Devi, the charming treasure house of all good qualities, who instructs Srimati Radhika in this way. O Kalinkini Radhe, listen to my beneficial words. Brajendra Nandana is very very guileful, a cheater. Don't display your mood of gentle submission to him. Instead, in all circumstances, always be contrary. I offer my obeisances unto the abode of all good qualities, the supremely charming Sri Lalita Devi, who upon hearing Sri Krishna speak even a few crafty words to Srimati Radhika, immediately becomes furious and embarrasses Krishna by speaking sarcastic words such as, "You are so truthful and simple-hearted and such a chaste lover." I offer obeisances unto supremely charming Srimati Lalita Devi, who possesses the aggregate of divine qualities. She is the receptacle for Srimati Jashoda Devi's parental affection, the guru of all sakhis, who instructs them in the matter of friendship, and the very life of both Srimati Radhika and younger brother of Baladev, Sri Krishna. I offer my obeisances unto supremely charming Sri Lalita Devi, the treasure house of all good qualities. Upon seeing any young maiden anywhere in Braja and discerning that she is inclined towards her priya sakhi, Srimati Radhika, Lalita immediately fulfills all of that maiden's internal desires and satisfies her completely. I offer my obeisances unto Sri Lalita Devi, the embodiment of all divine virtues and the foremost of all sakhis of the Gokula. Her primary task is providing enjoyment for Sri Radha Govinda by arranging for them to meet, and she has more longing to perform this task than she does to enjoy the entirety of other types of festivals. If a person with a cheerful and pure heart recites this Ashtaka, Lalita Ashtaka, in praise of Lalita Devi, who is superbly ornamented with the qualities of beauty, grace and charm, Srimati Radhika, the effulgent wish-fulfilling creeper in the family of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, affectionately draws that person towards her and adopts her among her group of sakhis. श्री ललिता अष्टकम की ही जय, श्री ललिता देवी की जय। सो ये पेरेंट्स डे ऑफ श्री ललिता देवी की जय, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। टाइम इज अवर, सो आई स्टॉप हियर। हरे कृष्ण।